life-changing experience. Are you ready to renew your mind?
Welcome to a life-changing experience with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, the pastor of Life-Changing Church Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This broadcast is designed to renew minds and change lives through the Word of God. So let us join Overseer McGuire as she delivers us a transforming message.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Get your Bibles and let's go to Luke, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. Amen? Luke, St. Luke, the 8th chapter and the 22nd verse. And I'm going to have Elder Harrison come and read that with conviction. Amen.
Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, "Let us go over unto the other side of the lake." And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, "Where is your faith?" And they, being afraid, wondered, saying to one another, "What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him."
Tell somebody, if the wind and water can obey, why can't we? Ask somebody, why can't we if the wind and the water can obey him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, we got the brain. Certainly this morning with the aid of the Holy Ghost. And I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about after this storm. And there's a second part to this. It says, God shall elevate me. Somebody going through a storm? Anybody going through a storm this morning? Anybody got some storms that they're dealing with this morning? Well, you ought to got happy when I said he going to elevate you. See, a storm don't mean that it's over, because it's after this. The aftermath. Tell somebody the aftermath. Hallelujah, God. Father, I bless you right now, and I thank you. God, I thank you for your healing virtue. Lord, I thank you because you're God. Lord, I thank you for every visitor, God. I thank you for every member of this ministry, every partaker. God, I thank you for everything that you're doing right now. So, God, bless this word on today. God, let it be food for someone's soul. We thank you and we praise you in your wonderful, mighty, matchless, fabulous name. We pray, amen. 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 You may be seated. After means there is a forward. There had to be a before there could be an after. Am I right about that? You do not go back to a former. Yesterday is gone. There is nothing you can do about it. But you cannot go back to a former. You must deal with the now. So when we say after the situation, there is a chance for a new and a better one. After this, there's a new chance. Am I right about that? So tell somebody next to you, I'm looking for my after this. I'm looking for my after this. Amen. And so we're talking today about a storm. And so when I hear of or think of a storm, I envision the wind blowing and howling, rain beating against the window, trees bending over as to break. They're stooped over in a position that would straighten back up once the storm passes. Tell somebody, once the storm passes, what was bending over will straighten back up. My God. There's lightning and there's thundering and there's dead silence in the house that lets everyone know that there is somebody greater than you and I in charge. Last Friday night, we went out to eat after service, and while we were en route, we encountered a storm. The lightning was flashing and it was thundering. It lit up the entire area where we were. And I was very uncomfortable with that. But the lightning was so pronounced that it let everybody know. He announced his presence. I am here. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it. If the weatherman could have stopped it, they would have done it years ago. They can't stop the lightning and they can't stop the thunder. They cannot stop a storm. They can tell you it's coming, but they sure can't stop it. That's the way storms are in our lives too, you know. We must have them in our life. And so this past year alone, we've gone down in history as having the most tornadoes and thunderstorms ever in North Carolina. Lives and homes have been taken, but thanks be to God, there have not been any critical issues with the storm. So we thank God for that. But we in Charlotte, we don't know how to praise God for the angels that have been encamped about us. We take it for granted that it wasn't your house. We just take that thing for granted that it didn't blow my windows out. We just take it for granted that it wasn't us that was in the storm while we were coming home. But we ought to get on our faces and say, God, I thank you, because it could have been me. It could have been my house. I could have been homeless. But I tell you, I want you to just rejoice and say, I declare, after this storm, I'm going to be okay. God shall elevate me. Yes, I'm going to be elevated. I'm waiting for my elevation, actually. It is a necessary shaking. Don't get upset when you're going through your storm right now, because it's very necessary. It's a necessary shaking. It's a necessary moving. It's a necessary stretching. We talked about that on Tuesday night in Bible study. The stretching that is happening in your life is getting you ready for when the storm passes. It's getting you ready for when the storm passes. It's necessary. It's the cleanup that makes the before better. It's the cleanup. It's the cleanup. There may have been work needed to a building before the storm. Now you have an opportunity to get it fixed. There's buildings that you didn't even have the money or houses to fix. But when after that storm, the insurance company gonna pay it off. The after was better than the before. So you need to tell somebody what I'm going through right now. When I come through this, it's gonna be better than before. I come to ask somebody today, please don't throw in the towel while you're in your storm. I decree it is going to be better. I decree you're going to say, I'm glad that I had the storm, because there's an insurance company called God that's getting ready to come and pay you back for everything that the storm tore up. Just don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give up, because I heard God say this morning. I heard God say this morning when we were looking at this. I heard him through, you are closer than you think to your breakthrough. You're closer than you think. You're closer than you think. It don't look like it's getting ready to come, but you're closer. That's why the enemy's acting crazy. That's why I'm messing with you. Your breakthrough. Some folk preach this stuff to you to make you feel good, but I come to tell you, God knows. Your breakthrough is right there. Don't you give up. I know some of y'all are thinking, Overseer, you must be crazy telling me all I'm going through. And you're telling me, oh no, I can't put through this. But I know for a fact that after I've been stretched, I find myself more confident that God can do it again. If you don't ever get stretched to a point, you won't ever know that God was able to do it. I have more confidence in myself that once I get through that one storm, that when the next storm comes, I'm going to get through this one. And sometimes this other storm is deeper and worse than the first storm. But if I made it through that one, I said, God, I know you're going to take me through this one here. I know there's a song that I used to sing, and the song was, after the dark clouds passes over, at the end it says everything will be all right. After, it can't happen until it will have to be an after effect. Tell somebody it's got to be an after effect. It can't be a before effect, but it's after the dark cloud passes over. Everything will be all right after my children have acted up and after God has come in, changed their life around. Now I can. Tell somebody after. Ooh, after. After my husband has acted up, my wife has acted up. After the enemy has tried to blow their heads, is after God comes in and fix my marriage that I can dance now after the storm. After everything gonna be all right, Brother Wakis. After the storm. Storms come when we least expect them to. We have television, channel 3, 9, whatever, telling us to take cover because a storm is brewing. And a violent storm will usually show some signs with dark clouds, strong winds, raging rain, and usually some signs are left after that storm. And it's that storm where people have an opportunity to prepare for it. We know what they buy. Bread and milk. They're taping up windows. We're ready. We're getting ready for that storm. And they put this stuff on the windows to keep the glass from flying, duct tape, to keep it from flying and cutting anybody. And that's good. And I don't have a problem with that because if I know it's coming, I'm all right. But the one that bothers me is the one that I don't see coming. If I know something is coming, I can kind of prepare for it. If I know that I ain't got the money for my mortgage, I can kind of prepare for it. I can kind of expect them to send me a letter and say, you ain't paid your mortgage. I can kind of work with that. But it's when I didn't see when the doctor said, you got cancer. When I didn't see that coming, when that really came and blew my mind, that's the kind of storm I'm talking about. There's no preparation for it. Talk about that storm. Talking about the storms. When you think everything is going well in your home and your husband or your wife walks in and say, I need a divorce. I didn't see it coming. Didn't see that one. That's a storm. And there are other things with our children. Things that are close to us. When they can walk in and throw you a curve. And everything you've been trying to do for them. And all of a sudden when you're cleaning up the room. You find bags of reefer. Bags of cocaine. Bags of drugs all in that room when you're cleaning it up. That's a storm you didn't see coming. That's the one that bothers me. I found it to be interesting that all storms are not the same. It's not just a storm, but each of them have its own definition according to the force and the damage. Just like the storms in our lives. And by now you all have surmised where I am going with this sermon. I'm leading to those storms in life that we didn't see coming, Deacon Vernon. Those are the storms we're going to talk about today. After this storm. And when we know that a storm is going to come, we'll put a system in place to counteract the storm. But there are times when our system don't stand up to par. We find our boats rocking and wavering to the point that we think we're going to just die. We think we're not going to survive some stuff that comes up in our lives. I'm a witness. I went through some stuff. I went through some stuff as a woman. And now that I am a mature woman, I can look back in my younger days and say, I survived some storms. I can stand here and tell you I've been through some storms. I've been through some puddles. And then when I went through some puddles, I went through some seas where I should have drowned. But God kept me. I can stand here today and tell you, you won't drown. You can make it through it. All you got to have is somebody on your side. I got a name for you. I got a name that you ought to put on your side. I know somebody with the name Jesus. If you got Jesus on your side, I come to tell you, you will survive. Oh, Gloria Gaynor used to sing a song. I used to love it. It got me through a divorce. She used to say, I will survive. It was a song that all women love, but I didn't know Jesus was the one. Tell somebody back then, I didn't know about him doing it for me, but baby now, thank you Gloria for the song, but it was Jesus. It was Jesus that brought me through. Hallelujah. And your storms are going to keep coming, because if you're a man born of a woman, the Bible says you have a life full of trouble. Don't think it's over, because when that storm goes, another one's going to come. But the Bible has set us up. He has given us some things to do to get ready for that storm. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You can simply give up and perish. When those swimmers are swimming out there in the Olympics, they might know they ain't close to the finishing line, but they sure don't give up. Because guess what? You don't know what the other one's gonna do on that side. Something might slow them down. And although you're not near the finish line, if they get slowed down, that'll give you a chance. That's why you don't ever give up. You keep right on swimming. You keep right on fighting and surviving. Hang in there until that storm passes. I came to tell you today that some storms are brewing. They're brewing. I don't care who you are. At some point, if you just keep on living, there are going to be some storms brewing. If you haven't been in a storm, keep living. Some coming. Hallelujah. And you need to start gathering your little life preserver. Get your little life jacket. because it's coming. When I go on a cruise, they take us out on a drill and show you how to put your little life jacket on. Because they said in the event there is a problem on the ship, you'll know how to get your life jacket on and your little preserver and know which way to go. So in the event trouble's getting ready to start, get your little life preserver. Get your life jacket. Be prepared for the trouble. Because it's coming, it's coming. You need your life jacket to prevent you from sinking. During hurricanes, some families are asked to evacuate the land, but many decide they're going to stay and ride it out, they say. I'm going to stay and ride it out. That's what the devil would like us to do, is to evacuate. But I got news for him. I'm going to stay and ride it out. I'm going to run on, see what the end's going to be. I got to know what's going to happen. I'm just nosy like that. I got to see what's going to happen. I got to see when everybody walk out on me, if I stick it out. I got to see what's going to happen in the end. I got to know. I got to know. I got to ride it out. I got to. And we trust that there's going to be an after this. There's going to be an after this happens. It's already happened to me. I had to stay and ride it out. When folk walked out and left me and told me they'd never leave. But they walked out and left me. They told me that they loved me. They told me that I'll never leave you. I'll always be with you. But they walked out and left me. But guess what? I said, I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to ride this one out right here. And I wrote it out, and look what God has done. God has sent more. God has sent more. God has sent others in here. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is moving. After this, there is an after this. There's many people in this Bible that had after this experiences. Woman with the issue of blood, she had an after this experience. Folk treated her bad, didn't want to be around her because of her physical issue. But guess what? She said, there's got to be another way. Don't you know you got to be careful who you listen to? Because one day, she heard a conversation, and she heard them talking about a man named Jesus. So you need to know what to listen to and what not to listen to. There might have been somebody over there talking about the poor woman at the well. There might have been dogging her. But over here, they were talking about a man named Jesus. All that can heal everything about you. But her ears went over to the one over here that said he can heal your illness. The Bible says that she pressed her way to him. And guess what? Tell somebody, after she touched his hem. Tell somebody, it's the after thing. After she touched it, the Bible said that she was made whole. It's after. It's the after. Don't you give up. There's an after in your life. Don't you dare. Then I heard about a man who was at the pool of Bethesda, discouraged with a broken spirit. He was lame from birth. But here comes a man named Jesus and encourages him and asks him a question that you ought to ask yourself. Do you want to be healed? Do you really want to walk? Do you really want to get out of this situation? Be careful of your answer. Because he ain't going to pull you up. He's going to tell you to do it. He never pulled him up. He never gave him his hand and said, come on. He never did that. He said, do you want to be healed? The man said, I do. He said, well, if you want to be, get up out of there. Get up off of your rusty dusty and come on here. Let's go. Get up out of there. You tired of your situation. There is an after. Get up. Start walking. You may be a little shaky in the beginning. I can imagine his legs were a little weak when he stood up and they were shaking because he hadn't walked before. But baby, all you got to do is keep moving. After a while, you'll start getting some strength. After a while, you'll say, this is good. I'm starting to do better now. I'm able to fend for myself now. I ain't got to depend on nobody. I don't need you to carry me everywhere. I don't need you to give me every nickel. What I need is for me to go get it. Get up. Tell somebody, get up. Get up off there. Stop it. Complaining. Murmuring. About what you ain't got. Get up. Go to places. You say you ain't got no job. Folk don't want to see your face every minute. But be in their face all the time. You got anything this week? You got anything this week? Got anything this week? Got anything this week? I'm back. They go, oh, Lord, here she come. Got anything this week? Let me look and see. If this is going to stop you from getting up in my face, I'm going to find something for you to do. Get up.
Kingdom greetings, saints. This is Overseer Dorothy McGuire, Senior Pastor of Life Changing Church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to personally thank you for tuning into the broadcast every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. and online every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on praise100.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to purchase a copy of this sermon in its entirety or seed into this radio ministry, please send your request and or donation to Life Changing Church Radio Ministry, 3208 Riley Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. And if you are new to the city and looking for a life-changing experience, we invite you to visit with us for our 9:30 Sunday school and our 11 a.m. worship service, and on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our dynamic Bible study. So until the next time, be blessed, and again, thank you for listening.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to the Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. The Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning. The Life-Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire and Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.